Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Here's a couple of remarkable statistics courtesy of researchers at Duke University. There are currently more than 1.2 million active driver's licenses suspended in North Carolina for non-driving related reasons. Things like failure to pay traffic fines and court fees, and failure to appear in court for traffic offenses. These suspensions constitute about 15% of all adult drivers in the state. This is obviously a serious and unsustainable situation that causes all kinds of ancillary problems for families, law enforcement, the courts, and public safety. Recently, I discussed these remarkable numbers with one of the researchers who uncovered them, Professor Brandon Garrett of Duke Law School. Garrett joined me recently by phone from his office in Durham to discuss what these numbers mean, how things got so far out of hand, and what policymakers ought to be doing to address the situation. Professor Brandon Garrett, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
It's great to be back.
Recently, we talked about a report that y'all put out on juvenile life without parole in North Carolina that people can still access online. But you've got another new report that really has some remarkable findings with respect to North Carolina and its judicial system, criminal justice system. It's entitled Driver's License Suspension in North Carolina. And it talks about some amazing numbers when it comes to driver's license suspensions in our state. Maybe you can give us sort of an overview of what the study's about and some of these remarkable data.
My team and I at Duke, we've been trying to do work with data in the criminal justice system to try to point the way towards improvements. With juvenile life without parole, we're talking about this very small number of people suffering really severe sentences. Here it's the opposite. You know, we're talking about 1.25 million people all across North Carolina, tons of people in every county.
That's more than 10% of the population we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking one out of every seven driving age adults. We had some folks here at Duke describing how they had their licenses suspended for 10 years, driving in fear. We have no idea how many people may not even know that their license is suspended, because one of the main reasons people get their licenses suspended is you get a traffic ticket and you eventually get mailed the notice to come into court. But they've only just recently started texting those notices. You only sign up for the text if you go to court. So people may not even get the notice in the mail. If you're in rental housing, you move to a new apartment, you don't get the letter, or someone throws out the letter because they don't know what it is. And if you're not in court within 5 minutes or whatever of when the judge calls, they enter failure to appear. And that means your license is automatically suspended indefinitely for years.
Let's reiterate, that's over 1.2 million people, about 15% of all adult drivers in North Carolina have suspended licenses.
And other people can't pay the ticket. They simply don't have the money. Now, judges are supposed to ask about your ability to pay with these fines and fees, but some fines and fees are not waivable. The judge has no discretion. And lawmakers have really been pushing on the judges. Don't waive fees, don't waive fees. You have to give us reports if you waive fees. And so you have these people who know they can't pay, and the consequences are a permanent loss of driver's license. It's also amazing, you know, if you have a serious driving violation, DUI, you know, driving 15 over, a driving-related problem, you don't get your license permanently revoked. It might be for 30 days. It might be for a year. But if it's about money, if it's about recovering the cost of these tickets, you lose your driver's license forever until you pay.
It's amazing. And of course, probably bears repeating, most people would intuitively know how critically important a driver's license is, but it might be worth just reminding people of how vital it is to be a functioning human being in modern society for most people to have a driver's license.
Yeah, I don't think there's any place in North Carolina where you can absolutely go anywhere you need to go, whether it's to the hospital, to drop your kids off at school, to go to the doctor, to pick up your parents, to go to school, to go to work. I don't think there's any place in North Carolina where you can do all that public transportation no problem. You have to be able to drive to live life, to say that, okay, you haven't paid your $60 traffic ticket, now you can't live life in North Carolina. I mean, that's just, it's a really, really, really draconian consequence for the most minor thing that you could possibly have in the criminal justice system, these tickets.
You've alluded to the fact that this isn't just law folks looking into this. You're bringing sort of a science perspective. Done a lot of data crunching, numbers crunching, and looked at sort of the impacts, the racial breakdown of all this and the ethnic breakdown. Talk to us a little bit about that, because there seem to be some disproportionate impacts.
Sure, and we should thank the Administrative Office of the Courts for sharing this data with us. Also, Daniel Bowes at the Justice Center, they've been working tirelessly with the courts to try to find a way to even produce this information. It was really hard to gather this information because it's like 4 million cases because some people have multiple cases. Mm-hmm. You know, you get another ticket, you don't appear to that. Why should you appear when your driver's license was already suspended? Mm-hmm. So people may have their licenses suspended for four different reasons, five different reasons. But what we found that really jumps out, and this is just the beginning of the story, but, you know, about 60-something percent of the population, almost two-thirds of the population in North Carolina is white. Well, 60-something percent of these driver's license suspensions are people who are minorities, Black, Latino, some Native American. And so it's heavily, heavily falling upon minority residents. It's also heavily falling upon the poor, which you'd expect. These are people who can't pay a traffic ticket and then lose something which is invaluable.
There's some fundamental problems with our public policy here. This can't be a situation that we would, as a state, stand back and envision and say, okay, let's set things up so it looks like this, that one out of seven drivers is driving around with a suspended license. What are some of the policy decisions that our lawmakers have made that have sort of led us to this point?
Well, you know, one last thing I just want to mention before getting to policy is that people still have to drive. And so some people don't even know their licenses are suspended, but otherwise, you know, you still have to drive. And so people drive, their license is suspended, whether they know it or not. They get stopped again. And then all of a sudden, it's driving while license revoked, jail time, and even more fines that the person can't pay. It ends up being a cycle of debt, but also imprisonment for these traffic tickets, for these little things. And so, you know, what do we do about this? There's a lot of hard work being put into restoring people's driver's licenses, clinics. That's being done on the individual case-by-case level, and that's a lot of work when you're dealing with over a million people. But there's an amazing program in Durham, which is really a model for the state, to help people case by case by case. Now, you can do it at the mass level, too. Some district attorneys, like District Attorney DeBerry here in Durham, have been doing mass dismissals to restore debt and to restore driver's licenses. So thousands and thousands of cases at a time. And other district attorneys are starting to look at that. District attorneys, as prosecutors, have enormous power. And these are old criminal cases, really minor criminal cases, but the prosecutor has the power to dismiss. And so that's another solution at the local level. I think we need a state solution. We need legislation, more reasonable legislation like in other states, where there's some consequence for not paying your traffic tickets. There's some consequence for not appealing in court, but not this draconian suspension indefinitely of a driver's license.
I was going to ask, presumably this is not the exact same problem in every state. Presumably there are states that are doing this better than us.
Several states have passed laws just recently. Several states have had their statutes knocked down because they've been found unconstitutional. Hmm. There's litigation going on in North Carolina over that right now. I mean, to punish people because they're poor and they can't pay, that raises constitutional problems. So whether the lawmakers like it or not, we may need a solution because the courts will step in. Well, like for some serious driving offenses, you can have a 30-day suspension, or you can have a temporary suspension, but with a, you know, temporary driving privileges given, with an actual inquiry into, okay, what can you pay? You know, given your limited income, can you do some community service, or maybe some alternative to paying a fine if you just simply don't have the income? I mean, you can't draw blood from a rock. The idea that we're suspending driver's licenses for people that are impoverished, they have nothing to give. What purpose is served by that? You're not even going to collect the debt, even if it should have been collected in the first place.
Yeah, and one presumes that once someone is in a situation where they're driving with a license that's suspended, that, I mean, it's just less likely that they're going to be functioning members of society. They're going to pay attention to the other rules. It sort of almost breeds an intention to sort of just avoid the police at all costs, avoid interactions with public officials at all costs, and it just seems almost as if it would kind of feed on itself.
Even if you don't care about the people who I think are really victims of this inappropriate, over-the-top traffic enforcement scheme, even if you don't care about that, think about the costs. We're calling these court appearances over and over again for people who are afraid to come. They're worried about not being able to pay, losing their license, and so it's clogging up court calendars. Then we're arresting people and spending money on keeping people in jail over traffic tickets, maybe repeatedly. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of people who get convicted of driving with a revoked license, tens of thousands each year. And by the way, they are overwhelmingly minority residents. And we're paying to jail people over these minor, you know, misdemeanor type of tickets. Maybe you jail someone for a serious traffic offense,
right?
Driving while intoxicated, vehicular homicide. There are seriously dangerous things that people can do with their cars, but not paying their traffic tickets on time, that's not one of them.
Well, it's an incredibly insightful and interesting and important report. It's entitled Driver's License Suspensions in North Carolina. Brandon Garrett is the L. Neal Williams Professor of Law at Duke University School of Law. He's working with what's called the Just Science Lab at Duke Law. So thank you so much for your work. I'm sure there'll be more reports coming out of your project. We'll look forward to having you on the show again, and maybe we'll talk about some of the solutions that lawmakers and district attorneys are implementing to address the concerns raised in your report real soon, I hope.
I hope so. There's great momentum in North Carolina. I'm really optimistic.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Be sure to check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Henkel, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.